This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho-ho-ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hello and welcome to our show. I'm Jeff.
Hi, everyone. I'm Patty.
And you can visit our website and follow us. You get a front row seat at rockingthervlife.com. Mm-hmm. There's lots of pictures, how to contact us, informational blogs, our podcasts.
Oh, and our merchandise.
And the merchandise shop.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just bought a tote bag.
Yeah.
I didn't even know we had a tote bag.
Oh, yeah. And a coffee cup. Of course we do. I made sure we got all that stuff.
You know, we've been traveling and living in our RV now for 18 months. It doesn't seem like 18 months.
18 months.
Yeah,
that's
a year and a half.
Amazing.
A year and a half.
It just doesn't seem like it.
You know, we've been through a lot of ups and downs in that year and a half.
Yeah.
Not everything is perfect.
Yeah, we've had a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that we've been through the learning curve, but we've also come to realize that things can change fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to expect the unexpected, and you have to deal with it.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like a life lesson, except, you know, you're in an RV or, you know, whatever it is that you travel in and do this with. And if you're not doing this and you're living at home, same thing, you know, prices go up.
Something breaks down.
You know, it all makes a lot of sense.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's a little bit more nimble when you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a little more scary when you're away from your comfortable surroundings.
Right.
Because you don't know anybody.
True.
You don't know how to get things done exactly.
Yeah.
But you learn fast when you're on the road.
You do.
When things break and where to get parts, how to get things fixed. And one thing about being on the road, especially in a lot of the RV parks and camps, you run into other people doing this and they're very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. We'll have to talk about us on the road, how we do it. Should we talk about that now?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a really good idea.
You know?
You know, it was really interesting. We had a message, I think it was on Instagram the other day, from somebody who said, me and my husband get along better now that we're on the road.
Yes.
Than when we were living at home in a house.
Yes. She sent us a message. Yeah, that was interesting.
There's a lot to think about when you do this.
Uh-huh.
And we're seeing, because the economy has changed, you know, gasoline prices have gone up.
Yeah, that's very frustrating.
And that has taken a big bite out of a lot of people's budgets.
Yes.
A lot of people are stopping doing this,
mm-hmm.
or they're not going to travel this year.
Right.
They're not going to visit the parks as much as they want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're afraid.
Yeah.
And they don't have the money.
Yeah.
Money's going to other things. Oh, food is very expensive now.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, you've got to be able to deal with this.
Yep.
But what is your reason if you want to do this or if you don't want to do this? Well, it's very obvious if you don't want to do this. Some people are homebodies.
Right. But a lot of people, they see all this on Instagram and Facebook and how wonderful it looks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really not as great as it looks on there, you know?
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all the platforms saying, oh, this is wonderful, this is great, this is how you do it.
Right.
We're going to show you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The truth of the matter is, I think a lot of people embellish.
I think so, too.
To make their production look good.
Yeah, they make it look so great.
Yeah. Wait till you see this, you know.
Yeah.
And they're showing you the mountains and everything. What you don't see is a huge crowd standing around you.
Right.
With people that have their finger up their nose and, you know, whatever the case
just
is.
People,
you know,
in your way all the time.
Yeah.
Things like that.
The truth of the matter is, you really have to search deep into yourself if you want to do this.
Right.
And we've run into people who said, we've had enough. We're not going to do this anymore. It just wasn't what they thought it was going to be. And there's a lot of reasons for that.
Right. If you are considering doing this, are you going to get something small? Now, if you do something small, it's easier to drive. It's easier to park.
Right.
But if you get something bigger, it's more comfortable. It's luxurious. So there's, you know, there's a lot to it. You know?
Yeah, if you get the bigger units, you have more of the creature comforts
right.
of home.
Right.
And I think you feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But they're difficult to maneuver.
Yeah, they can be.
And they're prone to more things going wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain areas that will have restrictions on those big units.
Right.
You can't get into some of the parks.
Yeah, right.
We can get into most everything with our 30-footer.
Right.
But you and I have discussed recently that this isn't our last RV.
Right. We're ready for something a little bit bigger.
You want a washer and a dryer?
I do.
Because you are sick and tired of going into the laundromat with me, and I help you, and pointing out to me, look at this crap in this washing machine or this dryer.
Right.
Would you wipe your hands on a greasy rag and throw it in the washing machine?
Yeah, but then also they just leave all their hair.
Yeah.
Like they'll wash their clothes and take the clothes out, but then there's all this hair there. And it's like, oh,
creepy.
Gosh.
And that's not
so
dog
awful.
Hair either. No. We know what dog hair looks like.
No. Plus, I want another bathroom. It'd be nice to have two bathrooms.
So you can take over both of those?
No, I want my own.
God.
I want to go in the bathroom whenever I want and not have to wait for you.
Well, there's a lot of challenges.
Yes, there is.
And you have to deal with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of work to plan routes, find campgrounds.
Yeah.
And you have to get mail.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will just say, oh, you know what? Man, we're going to go out and get an RV, whether it's a fifth wheel, a camper, motorhome, whatever the case is, and we're taking off to see America.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh,
hold on a second.
Oh, man.
First of all, there is a lot to this.
A lot.
And we've discussed this before.
It takes so much work just doing your route and finding campgrounds.
It does.
And how much do you want to spend on the campgrounds?
That's a good point, too. Finance rules a lot of things.
Yes.
It rules how and where you're going to stay, how and what you're going to eat.
Right.
It also rules a lot in your relationship. The number one thing couples fight over?
Money. Yeah.
Number two is sex, but
yeah. The thing is that we're retired,
right?
So we're fine, but a lot of people still have to work.
Mm-hmm.
And can you work remotely? You know, it's not as cheap as you think it is.
No, it's not.
But you have to figure out if it's affordable to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to pay for gas.
Yes.
And you've got health insurance, groceries, eating out, loan payments, if you have any loans.
Telephone?
Telephone and internet.
And internet.
Yes, and that, campgrounds.
That can be very expensive. Campgrounds, too. Okay,
yes.
A lot of people say, well, I'll just do a lot of boondocking and do it for free.
Right.
Well, you still have to dump your tanks.
Right.
And you can't boondock all your life.
Right.
If you spend $30 a night for a month, that's $900.
Right.
But are you going to be happy in a $30 a night campground?
Right, true. But there are some that do have monthly rates.
That's true.
So you can do a monthly rate.
Right.
And it's a lot cheaper, which is great, you know. But
if you spend $60 a night in a campground, now I think $60 is pretty
about
much
average.
Average.
The KOAs are about 60, you know, they're
right.
It's about average, yeah.
That's $1,800 a month.
I know. If you're not staying somewhere for a month and say like you're there for 3 weeks, that's a lot.
Yes.
Because you're paying the nightly rate.
Right.
Whew.
But if you can get a weekly rate, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you get a monthly rate, that's fine too.
Yeah.
But a lot of them will not deal with you, especially if it's quote unquote in season.
Right.
And
yeah.
Because this has become so popular, in season has expanded.
Yes.
You know, it's not just June, July, August.
Yes. And then you have to make your reservations way ahead of time. Otherwise, you're not going to get in.
Now, if you go out west during the winter, that is in season.
Oh,
if
yes.
If you go to Florida during the winter, that is in season.
Yeah.
And we have so many people who tell us they can't find a spot in Florida.
Yeah.
You have to really book ahead. It takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of planning.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, and especially the special ones, they fill up fast. You know,
right.
Weekends fill up fast. always weekends, especially in the summer.
Doesn't matter if you're in Ohio, if you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in Maine, if you're in California, whatever. The weekend warriors are coming out.
Oh, yes. You know? I know. So I know. Even in the winter.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But you brought up something really important, and that is health insurance.
Yes.
A lot of people don't figure that.
Right.
And we've had people on Facebook approach us and say, what do you do for health insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're lucky we're retired and we have Medicare.
Right.
But you still have to have a supplement.
Uh-huh.
You still have to pay some insurance.
Right.
And there is a deductible.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, does your insurance cover you everywhere? Chances are, if you're full-time, you're going to be far from home.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be around your local doctor. We both know you can get hurt easily.
Right.
I mean, we know people who've broken their legs.
Yeah.
Who've turned ankles.
Yeah. And I know someone who slit their finger on a shoehorn.
I also know somebody who ran into one of the slides and banged her eye.
Oh, that hurt so bad. Blood was gushing out.
I thought for sure we were going to go to the emergency room when that happened.
I know. That was nasty.
And that's why you see a lot of people use those...
pool noodles.
The pool noodles on their slides.
Yeah, they'll put them on the slides on the side of the slide because, man, those things stick out. And if you're looking down, bam.
Yeah, you hit your head on
happened
that.
Happened to me. Just missed my eye.
Terrible.
Still
feeling.
Have a scar above my eyebrow.
I know. But that's another thing, too. You know what? We've not really heard too many people fight.
Right.
In the campgrounds.
Yeah.
Which is good. I'm really glad about
Although,
that.
Although, we did have a fight one night not too long ago, and I thought, oh, I'll bet you the people next to us heard that.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
But other than that, that was, you know, we really don't fight. It was just that one night.
Right.
Remember what I'm talking about?
I remember. I don't know what it was about or anything.
I don't either.
But I remember we got a little bit loud.
I think we were having a little bit of wine, and we got...
And I remember looking afterwards at the windows, and the windows were open, thinking...
I know. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Somebody had dinner on a show.
Yeah, right.
Well, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
Another thing. Are you handy? Can you fix things?
Yeah.
Things will go wrong.
Oh, yes.
I mean, could be something simple. Maybe you need a service person. Could be expensive.
But you got to wait long time to get into service.
Trying to get one of these serviced is... literally hell now.
Yeah.
It is not easy.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mobile services that will come out, and a lot of them are filled up, too.
Yeah.
In most cases, they can help you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have something big, that's another issue.
Yeah.
If you live in your RV and there's a major issue wrong with it, what happens?
Right.
They say, well, we've got to have this for several days.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or we have to have it for several weeks.
Right.
Where are you going to live?
Yeah.
That's a big issue.
Here's another thing. Are you ready to give up material things?
Right.
It's not like you can go to the store and just buy stuff.
Right.
There's nowhere to put it.
No, there isn't.
And you'd have to downsize your life before you do this. So are you going to get rid of all your things, or are you going to put them in storage?
That's a good question.
You know, we put some things in storage.
Right.
Now, maybe you're lucky you have a relative or a friend or a parent where you can put some stuff in their home.
Dump your stuff on them.
Yeah. But we didn't have that, so we had to get a storage unit.
We have to pay for it.
Yeah. That's another cost.
And then you see people like we saw the other day in Oklahoma. He had a big diesel pusher motorhome. He's pulling a Jeep, and I could tell inside the Jeep there was all sorts of stuff. That was their second closet.
Uh-huh.
And then he's pulling a trailer.
Yeah.
You got to think, okay, what'd they do? Go on the road and take all their stuff with them?
Yeah, right.
Is it legal to pull all that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, remember when we were in the gas station in Kanab, Utah?
Right.
There was a huge motorhome, and he was pulling a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
But behind the pickup truck, he was pulling another pickup truck.
A littler one.
Yeah.
I know.
So he had two pickup trucks he was pulling behind his Class A RV.
I know. And that's
that
another
was
thing,
so
too.
So strange.
It is not easy maneuvering the roads.
Yeah.
With that kind of stuff behind
you. I know.
You.
How do you...
You know, you're driving your home down the road.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, be careful.
Yes.
Man, I see people blowing by me on the roads, and I'm thinking, my God, number one, are your tires speed rated that high?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. And number two, the most common thing we see on the side of the road, bad tires.
Yeah.
Blown out tires.
Yeah, we see that a lot.
Flat tires.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, too. What about structure?
Yeah. If you have... Yes.
People like to have a routine.
Right.
They like structure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can call it a routine. Some people say, oh, I'm in a rut. the truth of the matter is, are you the type of person that likes kind of having a schedule? Mondays, I do this. Wednesday, I do this. And so on and so forth. Do you love your favorite grocery store?
Yeah.
Coffee shop? All the local places? You know, are you a homebody? Well, you get on the road, everything changes.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in unfamiliar territory.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, that's referred to as culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's different in the South than it is in the West.
Right.
It's different in the West than it is in Maine.
Yeah.
It's all different.
Yes.
And if you embrace that, it's fun.
Right.
It's great to go to different places, sample the foods.
Yes.
And meet the people. But a lot of people are very intimidated by that.
Mm-hmm.
And it causes culture shock. And they want to go home or they're not comfortable with it.
Right.
So that's something you have to consider as well.
You're going to have different weather in different places.
Yes, you are.
Like we were just out west and it was so dry. We're kind of in the Midwest now. It feels good to have some rain for a change.
A little bit of humidity.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. Everything is different. It just depends on you, whether or not you need that structure in your life.
Right.
Because if you're on the road, it all changes.
Yeah, and you've got different views out your windows all the time.
Mm-hmm. There's a great side to this, don't get me wrong.
And some of the views are but some of the views are just beautiful. It's kind of fun, you know?
Right.
Sometimes you don't know where you're going to end up when you get to a campground, and it could be just awesome.
Right.
You know, but other times it might be like, not
as good
as you
expected. It can be a
letdown. Yeah.
And we've had times where we've said to ourselves, man, you know, I'm just not as up as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reason is because we stayed at fantastic places with great views.
Yeah.
And then we went somewhere and it was a lousy camp.
Yeah, and it's just,
you're just squeezed into a place.
Yeah, it just kind of...
It affects your mood.
It does. It changes your whole mood.
So you really have to be analytical about everything.
Yes.
And try to understand why you feel a certain way. And if this lifestyle would be good for you.
Right.
A lot of people love it. And I can understand that because there is a side to this that's just incredible.
Yeah. But you have to be flexible too.
Right.
Because things can change quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember when we were supposed to go to Lake Tahoe last year?
Yep.
And the wildfires were there. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't. I had to change our whole route. I already had all these campgrounds booked. I had to change everything. Yeah, it's a pain, you know, sometimes. But you know, you just got to be flexible and be ready for that.
Yeah, and it kind of spoiled the whole situation going up to Montana.
It did.
Because there was so much smoke and haze, we couldn't even see the mountains in Montana.
But we needed to head that way, and it was like, oh, man.
Yeah, we had to go to Portland to visit your nephew, and thankfully, we were able to get our RV repaired in Portland, too.
Right.
That was a great truck center, that Ford truck center there.
That was.
They were fantastic.
They were so amazing. Yeah. We had to wait.
Yes, we did.
A couple weeks to get in, but, you know.
Kind of hung out on the Sandy River in that RV park.
That's right. That was really nice.
Yeah, it was
gorgeous.
That
there's a lot of decisions to be made. Maybe a place you thought would be awesome turns out to just be so-so. And then a place you never heard of might be just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just never know. But there are a lot of decisions to be made. And it can be exhausting at times.
Yeah, sure can.
Last but not least, are you both on the same page?
You have to be.
Yes.
I mean, if I wanted to do this and just kind of live this life and you weren't into it,
it would not work. But if you've got children and you want to take your children, they also have to be on the same page.
Right.
Plus, they have to be homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to that.
Yeah, and we see a lot of kids.
Oh, we do.
In certain areas.
There are a lot of people with children, and they're...
I don't know how you communicate with your kids. We're going to get somebody on our podcast.
We do. We need to interview somebody one of these
who
days.
Who has kids and see how it works for them.
Yeah, that'd
but
be interesting.
But we've met some unhappy kids.
Yeah.
There's not really a whole lot to do in a lot
there
of these campsites.
Isn't some of these campgrounds. I don't know what these kids do.
You ride
a
bike, you play in the dirt, and you go to the pool.
Right.
You
That's
know,
about
is
it.
That what you need?
Yeah.
People get it done somehow. And if their kids are into it and it works for them, that's fine.
Also, if you have pets, will that work for them? You know, you got to take care of them, too, and make sure they're okay.
You know, we see people with cats.
Yes, we do.
But there are some dogs and cats that, you know, they're small. They don't really need a whole lot of space, and they're well cared for.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see people that have some pretty big animals.
Yeah.
And you think, you know,
how do they do it?
How do they do that?
Mm-hmm. Some of these campgrounds do have a dog park where you can go and let the dog off the leash.
Right.
But not all of them. Not very many do.
But one thing is really certain. most campgrounds have really tight restrictions mm-hmm. on pets.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be on a leash, and now they can't be any type of an aggressive behavior
right.
type pet
yeah.
or anything like that, because the insurance companies,
yes.
somebody gets bitten by a dog, it's $20,000
mm-hmm.
and then the park gets sued.
Right. But here's another thing. There's a campground that we've been to. You're not even allowed to walk your dog down
no,
the street.
You can't. Right.
They won't even let you walk your dog
there
on a leash.
Major restrictions.
Yeah.
Maybe they got sued. Who knows?
I know. I feel bad for the dogs. I mean, dogs enjoy going for a walk and smelling everything.
Well, sure
and
they
smelling
do.
All the other dog stuff.
But needless to say, you can't take them to that park.
Right.
You
no,
can't
you
take
can't.
Them to that camp.
Yeah.
You just can't. And there's restrictions, too, on kids.
Yeah.
There's 55 and older.
Yes, that's nice, those campgrounds that are 55 and older.
Quiet, aren't they?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But you don't see those too often.
But, you know, I like hearing the sound of kids. It reminds me when I was a kid, you know, kids
true,
playing.
True, that's, you know,
having
they're having
a good
fun.
Time.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are people that will not watch their kids.
Right.
There was one park in Palm Springs where the kids are riding their bikes.
Oh, my gosh.
And cars are going by, and they're not paying attention to stop signs.
And it was almost dark, too.
And
there was
like,
times when it was like,
I was scared to death one of these kids are going to get hit.
It's like, where's the parents?
You wonder where the parents
yeah,
are.
Yeah, it makes you mad.
Yeah, you know. And every neighborhood has one of those.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So don't think you're getting away from them when you're doing this.
Right.
But a lot of people probably wonder, how have we done it for 18 months?
I mean, this is a small space.
Yes, it is.
We're together 24/7.
30 feet.
But I got to say, I miss...
What do you miss?
I miss time to myself. I miss, you know, just having my time.
Mm-hmm.
Me time.
Yeah.
I miss having me time. I don't have that anymore.
I know. Same
you know?
With me.
It's kind of nice.
When I start doing something, suddenly I'm interrupted.
It's nice kind of in the mornings. I can go out for a run and, you know... Mm-hmm. Kind of go be by myself a little bit, but sometimes it's not enough, you know?
No, it's not.
But know? That's okay. You know, I mean, right now, this is what we're doing, and I love it, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I know.
I've accepted things that aren't perfect.
Right.
You know, I'm fine with it. And,
well, that's a big thing.
Uh-huh.
You do have to accept some things in close quarters
yeah.
that normally you would not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to communicate. I think you have to look both ways at
yeah.
things. And I think most importantly, you've got to have it financially together.
Yes.
Because that can erupt into problems.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've learned to be patient with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've been married 34 years, you've learned to be patient with me because we used to live in a 3,000 square foot situation,
mm-hmm.
at least.
Yeah.
And now we're in this little 30 foot
right.
motorhome.
And you would go to work, so I'd have my time.
Yep.
But what's really interesting is I didn't know you. I really didn't know you until we really started living together like this.
You didn't?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I mean, I didn't realize how, I mean, maybe this sounds really weird.
How amazing I am.
No, I didn't realize how such a neat freak you are. You're almost kind of OCD.
Really?
Everything is just very, very neat. And I feel really bad because I'm messy. Sometimes.
Well, I like to be organized.
You're very organized,
and I'm
not.
And I'm the type of person that if I put something down, I remember where I put it.
Uh-huh.
And I like to be able to put it in that particular place and say, okay, I'm always going to have the pliers here. My glasses are always going to be here.
Right. I do that too, but mm-hmm. sometimes I just leave, you know,
right.
something here and there, and I don't clean up after myself all the time, you know,
yeah,
and
like
I feel
I'll find
like
a toothpick on the floor. What is this?
Well,
you know,
pick it up.
We're not hillbillies.
I don't know.
You know, you're chewing tobacco, you know.
You can certainly pick things up, you know. You always leave everything for me, you know.
But I think it's important. You have to be patient.
Uh-huh.
You have to listen. Working and sharing responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have certain responsibilities.
Absolutely. Yep.
You have certain responsibilities.
Yes.
And... You know, we work as a team.
We do. Mm-hmm. And you have to be a team.
Right.
You have to, you know, share in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do your part.
Make decisions that both of you have thought out. Like I say, look both ways and figured out that, yeah, this is the best thing for us. The fact is that you both want to do this. You're the one that had the idea to do this.
Mm-hmm. It was my idea to begin with.
Right. And I
you
eventually...
Weren't on, yeah, right away, you weren't on board in the
no.
beginning.
No. But I eventually was schmoozed over. And there were times, I'll tell you, there are times when we have said to ourselves, you know what, we don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, there were, weren't there?
We're tired of this, or we're tired of that.
Yeah, and, because we were having so many problems and issues with the RV. And we were about ready to give it up.
Right. But when you sit down and you take the emotion out of it, and you really look at the facts and the figures, and you come to an agreement that, okay, yeah, maybe we should stop doing this. Or, yeah, let's continue to do this.
Right.
And that's been our decision, that we want to continue to do this.
And I know we just got done talking about all these things that are problems and that, you know, that you have to deal with. But we've overcome them. We're fine. Right. We know what to expect. We can handle it all. So we enjoy this lifestyle.
And it doesn't matter what kind of lifestyle it is. You're going to have issues. You're going to have problems.
Right.
You know, it's how you get around those problems that make the difference. I will try to give you more space.
Oh, okay. That'd be great. Go to the store. Go to Lowe's or Home Depot or something.
Oh, I could go to one of those stores and just spend the whole day.
There you go.
See? Well, the other day, you wanted to go to TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
So you dropped me off at a museum I wanted to see in Albuquerque.
Right.
It was the nuclear museum.
Yeah.
The B-29 was there. A B-52 was parked there.
I don't want to go to that museum. I'm going to TJ Maxx.
She wanted to go to TJ Maxx. So for us, this lifestyle works. Is it perfect? No.
No.
You know, but nothing is.
Right.
I don't think I want to sit around at home, retired, and have a limited amount of things to do.
Right.
And I'm fortunate that we are able to do this.
Yes.
So for us, this works out pretty good. And we're going to continue to do this.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things we've not seen yet.
Yep. We still have a lot of places to go yet.
And we like the lifestyle. But you know what? I'd love to hear from you.
Yes. I hope that we gave you a lot of good advice and tips and
just maybe some things to think about.
Yes.
Don't go jumping into this if you haven't looked both ways.
Right.
And think about your relationship. Yeah. Think about the other person involved.
Feel free to contact us at rockingthervlife@gmail.com.
Maybe you got a story.
Yeah.
Maybe you have figured out a situation or whatever the case might be. We'd love to hear your story about and your relationship or whatever.
Right. And if you have a story that you want us to interview you for the podcast, let us know. We'd love to hear your story.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of people who have contacted us who have some really, really interesting stories.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's as interesting as Susan and Eric's, though, but that's a tough one to top.
Yeah, they were awesome.
All right. That's it for this week.
Yes.
RockingTheRVLife.com. That's our website. Thank you very much for your support.
Stay safe out there.
Yep. We'll be back next week.
Yes. Bye.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.